There has been a spate of recent reports about the incredible growth in the U.S. oil and gas sector. Here's just one tidbit Jack Girard boasted at an oil and gas symposium in Washington Wednesday afternoon. He's the head of the American Petroleum Institute.
Recently, the International Energy Agency reports that the United States is now on track to surpass Saudi Arabia as the global leader in oil production and will do so by 2020. 7 short years.
And it's not just oil. The advances in hydraulic fracturing and horizontal drilling have led to an abundance of natural gas in the lower 48. Congressman-turned-lobbyist Dave McCurdy heads the American Gas Association. He says that as the economy picks up, so will the depressed price of natural gas, though he expects it to be slow and steady and not a spike. Right now, it's about $3.40 for a million BTUs.
I would be surprised to see $4 before the end of the year.
If producers were to build a pipeline from the North Slope to Tidewater, the liquefied natural gas would be exported to Asia, not the lower 48. Larry Pursley says it's possible a price increase in natural gas from the continental U.S. could have an unrelated effect on Alaska, albeit several years from now. Pursley is the federal coordinator for the Alaska Natural Gas Pipeline. He says Alaska's competition would be the proposed export terminals on the Gulf Coast.
If those plants have to pay significantly higher prices to buy North American gas to liquefy, put in a tanker and send to Asia, that's going to drive up the price of their commodity in Asia, which could help us because we're not connected to lower 48 pricing.
The Department of Energy is considering about a dozen Gulf Coast permit applications. One facility, owned by Cheniere Energy, is already under construction, but the earliest gas could be exported from there is the end of 2015. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.